You're with SBS Radio.
I'm Raya Klinbau. I have been a family doctor for many years, but now I have retired and I've writing books. I have written some travel writing and other stories, but this is my first novel, The Flight of the Swallows.
Tell us more about yourself. Did you grow up in Melbourne?
No, I was born in Kazakhstan, and that was through the vagary of history because my parents and my background is from Poland. But my parents escaped into Russia during the beginning of World War II. They returned with me to Poland when I was 1 year old. So my formative years were in Poland, growing up to the communist regime. We came into Australia in 1959.
So you went to school in Melbourne, you went to medical school in Melbourne?
Yes, I went to a high school. I went to university high school in Melbourne and then to Monash University.
We are talking to Raya Klinbau. Raya just told us that she's written a book named Flight of the Swallows. First of all, tell us something about the name of the book, and then we'll talk about the book.
The Flight of the Swallows, it comes from the song Donna Donna, which was popularized by Joan Baez. These words were written during World War II because swallows were the ones who were free to fly, and calves were led to slaughter, and Jews were associated with those being led to slaughter. Well, I wrote the book about those who flew away, who escaped the Holocaust in Poland and survived to come and turn tell the tale.
So tell us about the story. I've read the story. I found it absolutely fascinating, especially I think that the first chapter, that Nina goes back to Kazakhstan, where she was born, and that's jumping back to 1939, where the war started, and that's the story of the parents. Incredible story of young lovers Rosa and Dan that escaped the Holocaust in Nazi-occupied Poland, fleeing into Russia. Can you tell us about the story?
The story came to me as such an important story, and yet common to many thousands of people, Jewish people in Poland, because when I've read more about it, there was like 300,000 people who escaped the Holocaust into the depths of Russia. Well, they often found the conditions in Russia very difficult and harsh, and many were sent to Siberia, depths of Kazakhstan and the Urals. And many of them, majority of them, managed to survive and return to Poland. But when they returned, upon their return, they were not very much welcomed. And it must have been a shock. Some of them heard during the war what was happening in Poland. Many of them didn't know how many of their relatives or their family had perished during the war years.
Your story represents the story of many Jews who managed to escape Poland and escaped into Siberia or Russia or Kazakhstan, survived in on those places during the war and tried to go back to Poland after the war.
Yes, actually, I have met many people who commented on my book, and they said it is their story as well. I was just amazed how many people actually found the story resonates with them so closely.
So is it your story? Is it the story of your family?
Basically, it's the story of my family, and it's based on the historical background. So the plot of the family or the arc of the story really does follow what happened to them and how they returned to Poland. And then the first glimpse of sort of being able to leave Poland when things became a bit easier with the change of government, they actually made their way out of Poland into Australia. Very defining moments in Polish history, Polish Jewish history, when Jews were for the first time allowed to leave in 1957, they were allowed to leave Poland.
So a lot of them went to Israel. I met many Polish Jews in my childhood. Your parents chose to go to Australia. Why did they go to Australia?
Basically, we were going to go to Israel, and as majority of people went to Israel, we had a family in Australia, and my brother by then was 14 years old. It was not that long after the Suez Canal War, and my mother was terribly scared that by the time we'll get to Israel, it will be time for him to go to the army, and she was always afraid of him going into the army. So we said we'll make our way to Australia, which seemed a peaceful country, well away from all the problems of Europe.
Can you tell us, I mean, the story of Dan and Rose? Is it similar to the story of your own parents?
It is, but I did amalgamate a little bit, but I don't want to give a little away. But some of it is my in-laws, my my husband's story as well. It is basically based on them and a little bit taken from my husband's history.
And can you tell us about the Australian experience? You came without English, without a job, without money. How did you manage to tell us the story of your parents when they came to Melbourne in the late 50s?
Well, my parents found it very difficult, at least my mother. She found it very hard to accept the situation here where she never worked in Poland. My father was quite comfortable of financially in Poland, though actually things were dire because he was working privately and that was not really officially sanctioned. And he was actually jailed at one stage for working at home. But in Australia, he just went to factory and was making his living. I was fortunate after the first year at university. At first year at school, I was allowed to go to a selected school, University High School, where it gave me an easy entry into university. Australia was very liberal. Well, things were going quite well here. I think it's only by 1967 we're shattered by the news of the war in Israel again. I think that was a very big effect, and that's what really also realized how important Israel was to us.
Tell me about your book. Is it only sold in Australia?
I know that you can get it on Amazon in Australia. It's on Booktopia. But there's a few bookshops in Melbourne and I think one in Sydney, Lindfield Bookshop, which probably got that.
And what's the reaction to your book?
I had very positive response. Some people were just fascinated. Some people who've gone through similar experiences found that I'm just telling their story. But there's others who found that would commented how little they knew. I've got quite a lot of Australian people who came to talk to me. They said they haven't read many books and this one, they just couldn't stop reading.
And what did your family say about the book?
My brother loved it. Unfortunately, my parents have both deceased now, but my daughter was fascinated too.
You're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And our guest today is Raya Klinbell, and we are talking about her book, The Flight of the Swallows. Raya, what made you write a book which is semi-autobiography?
From my earliest age, I always heard the story that before the age of one, their family, Kazakh family, wanted to buy me and they were offering cows and camels for me. And I always wondered what would have happened if my parents actually did sell me. The situation there was very difficult. Perhaps they could have been tempted and leave me behind in Kazakhstan. And I always wondered what life would be like.
And did you do a lot of research in the process of writing the book?
I have actually looked at different places. I have traveled through Kazakhstan. We traveled right through from the capital of Astana through the areas which I describe in the book, through Karaganda, like Balkhash and up to Almaty, just to get the feel of Kazakhstan and to understand what sort of place I actually would have grown up if I was left behind. I have listened to a lot of people too, people who've gone to Siberia, who've been sent there.
And did your parents share their history, their experiences with you before they passed away?
Yes, I think parents always in Poland used to talk about the people. Well, they used to mention Kazakhstan. My brother really remembered that a bit much more than me. He was a few years older. But parents often talked about the families they left behind in Lodz in Poland before they ran away. The knowledge that places like Auschwitz and Treblinka, there were places where a lot of our family members are buried. They were always there in the background.
Raya Klinbell, the writer of The Flight of the Swallows, thank you so much and good luck with your book.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.